Hello everyone, welcome to the Purple Stars podcast. My name is Sarah, I'm your host. And if this is the first time for you to tune in, thank you so much. This is the place where every life story has the power to touch your heart and inspire meaningful change. So welcome to the Purple Stars family, and we hope you will love it. And for all the loyal listeners, thank you so, so much for weekly tuning in. Whew, I am very nervous recording this podcast episode. Nervous in a way of like big anticipation. My hands are a little sweaty. Whew, it's been such a journey to announce what we got to announce today. And I will announce it a little later in this episode, because first I want to give you a little bit of a backstory, a bigger picture. I think actually, because we are now in almost 34, 35 episodes, that not many of you, at least not many outside Germany and Austria, know that Purple Stars or Purple Stars Origins are being a pet health, pet wellness company. Our headquarters is in Austria, and I haven't really spent much time talking about this on this podcast because I was so eagerly holding space and excited about all the guests and their stories. But now the time has come to take you a little bit behind the scenes and tell you more about my team, about Purple Stars, how Purple Stars was born, what we stand for, what our mission is, what makes us happy, some of the challenges we have had along the way, some of the lessons we have learned along the way, and then, of course, the exciting news we have. So I'm very thrilled to actually take the time and let it land within myself, because sometimes we're so busy running from one milestone to the next and the next and the next that we, especially as high performers, tend to forget to actually pause and to be proud of ourselves. So recording this episode is also a contribution a little bit to myself. It actually makes me tear up because it's been such a journey getting to the place where we are at. And I will also talk later on in the episode more about my team, because trust me, alone I would be nowhere. Certainly not where we are today. And so I'm just thrilled. Maybe I actually take you back 25 years, because that was the time when I was shaped, and that was the time where the first seeds were sown to becoming the animal lover that I am today. I'm very proud to say that back then my dad was working for one of the biggest Austrian animal welfare foundations. And back then, I just thought that was the coolest job ever. And I was very fortunate because he took me on quite a few of his trips and missions. So we would rescue animals and we'd also foster animals at home. I'll never forget when we had this little kitten and my mom would get up every night to give, we called him Leo, the bottle. And yeah, it was just such a great time. And when I was in elementary school, by the end of every school year, we got rewarded for hard work with an exciting trip. And one of them was going to one of the animal sanctuaries of that foundation that my dad worked for. And I was just so thrilled because everyone in my class was genuinely excited and they loved the animals. And not just that, but looking back, I think it was a very important thing to do because people working at the animal sanctuary really were raising awareness for having compassion for animals and what it actually means if we don't, and how vulnerable they can be and how much they also need our help. And I remember my dad was there as well, and we talked also about the zoo, because when I was younger, I really wanted to go to the zoo. I think as probably most kids wanted to. And my dad said, you know, Sarah, it might bring a lot of pleasure to you going to the zoo, but there's no pleasure for the animals. And I said, "That, what do you mean by that? I don't understand. Like, I see it on TV. They have like this big enclosure or the big pond there. Like, they have plenty of space and they seem to have fun." And my dad said, "Well, darling, you're still little. So for you, it looks big, but it's actually not. If you put it in relation, it's actually so small. And it's so small as if you, Sarah, would be spending all the time from the morning till the evening and all night only in a small toilet or only in a small pantry." And I remember back then as a little kid, I visualized that and it really hit me. It really hit me thinking about the fact, wow, being locked up all the time in this little toilet or like bathroom or in this little pantry, plus people actually paying to see me living in this little space. So the time my dad worked for that animal welfare organization really not just like let my love for animals grow bigger, but also to get a little bit of a deeper understanding what it means to love animals, that it actually travels way further than what we do within our own four walls for them and with them. And then by the age of 8, I finally convinced my parents to get our first very own dog. I worked really hard for it because it was quite a journey to get there because my parents said, you know, it's a lot of responsibility. But I think I convinced them that I'm ready. And so we got Max. He was a golden retriever. And I'm telling you, he was one of the biggest rebel dogs ever. Oh my God. And back then we lived on the countryside. We lived in a little village with, I think, a population around 1,000. So very few. And dogs would just meet up and they would hang. They would go for a walk. They would come back. Obviously, we would also take them on walks, but they were very independent and just such rebels. And yeah, so these were the very first seeds that were sown for Purple Stars, actually, in hindsight. And then a few years afterwards, which is also an important chapter in my life and a very important chapter for Purple Stars, I fell in love with golf and I became a competitive golf player. And there came a time where I got so nervous and anxious before competition that it would physically impact me. I would get the flu, I would get a cold, I would have injuries, back pain, all sorts of things. And if it wasn't that, then my performance would drop. And fortunately, my parents very early on understood, also because my dad used to be a professional tennis player. I think that was also one of the reasons why they understood the following, that my physical symptoms and also my drop in performance was the root for it was my mind. The lack of resilience and probably also a certain lack of self-belief in that moment. And I'm forever grateful that my parents figured it out very early and helped me to. You helped me to understand what it means when the mind is fighting for me rather than against me, and what a big difference it can make in my life when I have my thoughts cheering for me rather than actually putting me down. And they connected me with so many amazing mentors, with people that would tap with me. My personal trainer was very big on Chinese medicine and very big on body awareness and mindfulness already. We would also, if someone else, I would meditate. And so there were so many things that I got to explore. And the holistic approach has always been an integral part in our lives because my grandmother was from the Philippines. So it has always been more holistic. But that was really the time when I started to do my own little research and really felt within myself that body, mind, and soul is a unit, and what it looks like when I don't treat it as a unit, and what it looks like when I do, and also how my mind impacts my physical, especially my physical well-being. And fast forward 10 years, I am working already as a coach for high performers, and unfortunately, we experience a really bad loss within our family. My grandmother died because of cancer, and it really turned, as you probably can imagine, our lives upside down. And at that time, Max, my first dog, was already crossed a rainbow bridge, and we had another dog. His name is Henry, and he's a chocolate brown Labrador. And the loss really hit not just us hard, but also him. And that was not just because Henry loved my grandma so much, but also because he saw us suffering. And how we experienced that it really impacted him a lot was he had the worst separation anxiety. We could not leave him alone at home. He would get anxious with things that he wasn't anxious before. He was less agile. And in addition, his coat and his skin really showed that he wasn't feeling well. And the same as with us humans, the skin and the hair are mirrors, and especially the skin, are the mirror to our soul. So we tried everything we could. We took him to all sorts of holistic vets, acupuncture, and all sorts of things. We changed the diet. And unfortunately, nothing really had the impact on his well-being as much as we wanted it. And then there came a point that I said to my mom, you know, Mom, I've had so much great experience with chemotherapy, which is one of my expertise as a coach for high performers, and I will get to that a little later, what that is. Let me actually research if there are vets that have had great experience with chemotherapy for animals. So I went on Google and I looked for vets and I talked to them, called them. And I got really excited because so many of them just shared, oh my God, I've been working with chemotherapy for a really long time, and the results and the changes in the animals, just phenomenal. And so in consultation with vets and also pharmacists, I created formulas for Henry. And within a really short amount of time, he felt much more calm when we left the house. Much more calm around things where he got anxious. Before, she had so much more joy in running around again, and his coat and his skin looked so much healthier. And the biggest change that we could experience or witness was the spark that came back in his eyes. And I think for every dog parent or every pet parent out there, that's that's what makes our heart open and our hearts dance when we see our pets happy. And that was really when the idea of Purple Stars was born. And now Purple Stars is a pet health and pet wellness company. We are a love declaration to all furry animals out there. Saying this out loud makes me so proud, and I'm really thrilled to be sharing this on the podcast. We've been selling our products in Germany and Austria successfully for quite a few years, and I'm going to share more about the products now. Before I go into the formulas, we have formulas for dogs. We also have some for cats. They are all, and I'm very proud of that, 100% natural, meaning free from preservatives, free from artificial flavors, and also colors. In addition, they are free from added sugars. They are gluten-free. They are vegan. And our Purple Stars family members just so love the products, not just because they're natural and because they enhance the well-being of their beloved pets, but also because they're easy to administer. And I think that's a really big one. So you can use the drops. So they're drops. Just put them in the food or on a treat. And the great thing is even the pickiest pets like Purple Stars, and for all the pet parents out there that have picky pets, know that this is a big thing. In addition, they are well tolerated, and of course, premium quality. They are manufactured by pharmacists in Germany, meaning highest standards in manufacturing when it comes to quality, and they are really amazing. So let's dive into the products. We have Calm for dogs. The reason why Calm is one of my favorites is because it helps animals with their stress and their anxiety. And I think one of the biggest gifts we can give to our pets is helping them to feel calm, helping them to relax, and also helping them to feel safe. And Calm is great for any rescue dog out there. And not just the rescue dogs, but also for any other dog that has anxiety or stress in particular situations, like going to the vet, to the groomer, when people are coming over, fireworks or thunderstorms, car rides, or going on the plane. And it's also really great for any change. So when you're moving or when you get a new baby and a family member. And also it's really great with any stress-related physical symptoms. So Calm is amazing. And we have the same, but specifically formulated for cats, which is called Relax. And then we have Move. Move is also a fantastic formula, because when you think of a dog running around, playing, having fun, isn't that something that makes your heart dance and blossom and open? And that's what Move does. It maximizes the canine joy in movement. So it supports the joints, the hips, the tendons, the bones. It helps with the vitality, and it is so great for senior dogs, but also for younger dogs that are very active. So if you are going on hikes, or if you are going for really long walks, and if you like to take your dog everywhere and for runs, this is the formula for you. And we also have Glow. And I love the name. Who doesn't need a little bit more glow in their life? Glow is an elixir for coat and skin health. And as we humans know ourselves, whether we feel comfortable within our skin or not makes such a big difference to our well-being. And it is exactly the same for our pups. So glow really helps furry animals to feel comfortable within their skin. It helps with dry skin. It helps with dandruffs. It helps with stress-related itchiness. It helps the coat to be healthy and shiny and beautiful. And trust me, you will get so many compliments. And also, it's a really great support within the phases of change of coat, so in spring and in fall. And we have the same formula, which is called Shine, particularly then formulated for cats. And what is so great is also all the products are 100% CBD free, meaning, especially when it comes to calm and move, they help when it comes to calm, they help to make you feel like make the pups relaxed without drowsy. And move helps the joints and the hips and the bones without the drowsiness as well. And I think that's such a big, 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 big gift that our products hold. And here are the big news. So, as I mentioned earlier, we have been selling our products successfully in Germany and Austria for quite a while. And last week, we launched our products for dogs, da-da-da-da, in the US. I actually need to take a moment to breathe because it makes me tear up. It's been an intense journey to make this happen because it's a different market. All the processes behind the scenes are different. There's so much to explore, to find out, market research, and so on. And I could never have done it without my team. So I want to so deeply share a big, 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 big thank you to my team because everyone has poured their heart into making this happen, that our Purple Stars family can now expand and make so many dogs happy and calm and glowing in the US. And that actually brings me to one lesson that I want to share is I call team, which is together, everyone achieves more. And it is something that it's been not that easy for me to learn because I come not from a team sport. I was an athlete, like an individual sport. But over the years, I have learned to trust. And I have learned to, trust. And it really pays off. It really pays off. And I'd love to encourage you to team up with people, both in your personal life and your professional life. Ask for help. Let yourself be helped. And you do not and you can't be good at everything. And I had Ernesto Cervoli on our podcast, and he said something great. Focus on what you're good at. Focus on what you're good at. And of course, as a startup, everyone is hands-on and you're making sure you save as much money as possible. And it is important to get a know-how in all areas, but at some point it's also important then to know who is more skilled in area A or B and so on. And We Are Purple Stars is a small business. It is a family business. So some are family by heart and some are family by heart and blood. And I am so grateful because, you know, my mom, who is my main business partner, she is so kick-ass with finance and the logistics, and she is also the head of the creative department. And oh my God, like, I don't know what I would do without my mom. And so anything that you think looks really nice is probably an idea that my mom had with her team. And my dad is responsible for everything legal. Oh my God, thank you, Dad. And he's also the one that always does calm when things are shaky. Yeah, it's so great. And then my brothers are there too. And I'm so grateful. Like, one brother is responsible for an entire advertisement. And my other brother, he's younger, but he's supporting my dad's particularly, or our dad, particularly when it comes to everything in law. And then we have two more members in our team. One is responsible for everything. She is the queen of technology, the queen of backend and programming. And oh my God, I don't know what we would do without her. And she's also the one that always stays calm. And then we have one more, also very precious member in our team. She's taking care of all social media, everything behind the scenes, taking care of our, you know, all the messages and the stories. And she is, yeah, and she's so organized. It's so great. I'm so, so, so glad. And then we also have, of course, a few freelancers that we work together with. And I'm so glad about that too. And in addition, I have so many friends that help us out with their knowledge. So just a little reminder, team, together, everyone achieves more. And one thing I want to add before I get into a few very personal things about Purple Stars. I mentioned earlier gemotherapy. So our products are 100% natural and based, there are gemo extracts based on gemotherapy. And if you're now wondering what that is, don't worry about it. I'm going to give you a quick explanation and what it is in a nutshell. First of all, it is something that I am so thrilled about. I love so much and it is just so amazing. So gemo is a Latin word and it means buds, meaning for all the products we're using the buds of plants and trees, and they are also called jewels of nature. And no, this is not just a nice marketing tagline, but it is really the case. Why are buds considered the jewels of nature? They're so tiny, yet they have the highest vitality of nature. They are naturally rich in vitamins, trace elements, and minerals. Plus, when you think, for example, especially in spring, of a little bud shooting through a concrete, it just shows how much power this little thing has. And all of this goodness is in our bottles. It's in our drops and it's in our products. So we really have so much goodness of nature that we are sharing with our animals. And I'm very proud of that. And what's also a big difference, gemotherapy compared to other herbal medicines, is all of the buds are hand-picked, meaning they're picked in a way that it actually helps the plant to regrow. Whilst other herbal remedies and natural medicines, they take everything, including the root. And yeah, I love that little fact. So yeah, so before I'm diving into two, three things that I want to share about lessons I've learned, Purple Stars products are now available in the US, in Austria, in Germany. I'll put the links in the show notes. In the US, we also have a very, very, very special promotion now in July for all the new family members. And I welcome all of you. And if you have any questions about the product, just send us an email or send us a message on Instagram. We're so happy to help you with all your questions. And yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait for your dogs in the US. Try the products. I am sure you will love them. And yeah, I'm just so excited. And also make sure you follow us on Instagram, because we're sharing a lot behind the scenes. We are sharing a lot of great tips, holistic tips that can help you bond even more with your dog or your cat, helps to understand them better, and also great techniques to help them relax. And we have a lot of experts that share their expertise, and there are a lot of great tips. So make sure you also follow us there. And yeah, so there are a few more lessons I would love to share. So alongside the one I already mentioned, which is team, together everyone achieves more, I want to take you back to December 2021, I think, or 2022, December 2022. I was coaching, and I was also doing Purple Stars. And Purple Stars started as a project of my mom and I, and it grew organically. But then it suddenly started growing so much that I was in the middle of a junction, basically having to make a decision. Okay, what am I now going to do full time? Because I was working so much. And I also knew if I'm dividing my attention, it's not good for my clients, but it's also not good for Purple Stars. And nor for my team, nor the products, nor for all our amazing Purple Stars family members. And back then, before Christmas, I decided that I'm going to be all in for at least 1 year. I'm going to reduce my coaching and really focus on Purple Stars. And let me tell you guys, for at least 1.5 months, I felt so down. Yeah, probably not what you just expected. I felt so down. Like, and usually I'm a very bubbly person, as you probably already have noticed, but in the morning, I wasn't excited to get out of bed. I was just, everything felt heavy. My body felt heavy. I didn't feel much joy. And then I was like, whoa, is this a sign that I made the wrong decision? But very quickly, I came to the understanding also through the help of my family and my friends that the reason why I fell down, or the reason why I felt down back then, was I tied my identity to being a coach for high performers. Yes, I defined my self-worth, my value, by being a coach for high performers. And by focusing 100% on Purple Stars, it just stripped that way away. And what was left was Sarah being Sarah. And I'm so grateful, because back then, I could work a lot through that and detach my self-worth more from my job description and more from who I coach. And it was an invitation to myself to remember what I'm preaching, actually. We are loved not for the advice we give, not for the achievements, the titles, the cars, for what we look like. We are loved for who we are. And it took me quite a few weeks to have that shift. But by really actively embracing it and holding space for the emotions and also that, and grieving that identity, I came up much stronger and much happier and also lighter around my shoulders. And now that I'm talking about it, what I also want to share is when you are going for a shift and you made a decision, just because it doesn't feel amazing in the beginning, doesn't mean it wasn't the right decision. And I want us to let that sink in for a moment. Because often we question our decisions because we don't feel that excited, or when we change jobs, we're like, oh my God, but I feel anxious about it. Or when we break up with someone, we're like, oh, but I still miss them. So no, this is so normal. When you're going through a transformation, when you're going through a change, when you're experiencing a loss or an end, in that transition phase, when there is till the start and the beginning of something, it's so human and it's so normal to not feel as if you are on top of the mountain and you want to like scream out loud, yeah, life is great. So that's just something I really wanted to share, because I am so sure, and I noticed for my clients, so many people experience that. And the reason why we struggle is because we have this idea, oh, when we make the right decision, it should also feel right. Another thing I really want to share is learn as you walk. Allow yourself to learn as you walk. Because let me tell you guys, like every 3 months when we work on something new within my team, we're like, okay, no idea, but we'll figure it out. And in the very beginning as an entrepreneur, I was so eager to plan everything before we started something. But then I also came very quickly to the understanding, especially through my parents, that that's something that's going to block our success, because it will stop us from growing as fast as purple stars can grow. So I've done lots of meditation on loosening the grip and just trusting the process, trusting myself, trusting our team, and knowing we learn as we walk. And that everything that happens along the way can be figure outable, as Marie Forleo often says. Everything is figure outable. And it's almost like a muscle that we build when we allow ourselves to start walking before we feel ready. Because the truth is, when we are ready, we don't feel ready. In most cases, we don't. We simply don't. So just trust yourself. And also, like, I love to have this picture that sometimes we like to know, when are the bridges coming? How are we going to cross them? What's happening along the way? But life will present the answers, will present the bridges, will present everything along the way when the time has come, and not beforehand, because we would be so overwhelmed. And in the end, it's important to walk by faith, faith in life, faith in whatever you believe in, faith in yourself, rather than just walking by sight. And one more thing is embracing humanity. I've had a tendency for perfectionism, very honest about that. Actually, it makes me feel uncomfortable saying this out loud, especially being a coach. Ever since I was little, I wanted things to be perfect. I wanted to have not just an A, but I wanted to have an A star. While I was still a student, I don't know, when I was cooking something, when I was writing a letter, like just all the little bits and pieces and bigger pieces, I wanted it to be perfect. But it comes back down again to, we are loved for who we are. And embracing our humanity is such a big game changer. It's such a big game changer. And what has helped me especially with the podcast, and I've shared that before, is sometimes we get so hung up with things, wanting things to be perfect. And in the beginning, as it was my first podcast or our first podcast, I was so busy thinking about, oh, how are we going to do with the technology and the audio and the video and the lights and the scripts and like the flow with the guests and sending this out and the invitations and all the links, that like I got so overwhelmed. And I remember one day I was meditating and I was thinking, man, this is not what I signed up for. Like this journey, I want it to be joyful and I don't want to constantly get into my own way. And that's when my heart whispered and it said, Sarah, not everything needs to be perfect, but everything needs to come from the heart. Yes. Not everything we do needs to be perfect, but everything needs to come from the heart. And the moment I started to embrace that and really invited this idea into my heart, everything shifted. Things shifted in the podcast, the flow with my guest, because I wasn't, the first few episodes, I was so eagerly holding on to the script, despite the guests giving me so many opportunities to explore and wander around. I just went from question to question to question. And by actually inviting, being led by my heart, things shifted. And it's the same with Purple Stars, the company, when it comes to the products. Expanding to the US was a big decision. You know, it requires time, it requires money, it requires, and then so many things like patience, determination, grit, resilience, faith, love, just sweat, tears, blood. And now that I have the products here in the US, I'm just so grateful that my team and I, we pushed through. And that we didn't waver, because things took way longer than we thought, simply because, you know, it's a new market and timelines are different, but we are here. So take your time. Know that transitions can be hard, but it doesn't mean you didn't make the right decision. Walk with a team, whether it's family, friends, mentors, allow others to walk, march with you and for you, and allow yourselves to learn as you walk, and along the way, embrace your humanity and always remember you are loved for who you are. Okay, guys, 45 minutes of lots of talking, and I hope you can feel the love we pour into Purple Stars and that we so deeply care about you and your animals, and that we really created formulas and products with love and dedication and expertise, and that a Purple Stars family is all about connecting, loving, and knowing that we are the same, because we are all here because we love so deeply animals. And as a wrap up, I want to tell you, I really stepped out of my comfort zone talking solo for almost 50 minutes now. Not because I can't do it, but because it's taking up more space. Taking up more space. And I will share that in the next solo episode, because it comes down to self-worth and courage. And I am so grateful that you are on this journey with us, whilst we grow, and we hopefully help you to grow. And yeah, so I will put everything in the show notes, and please let us know. Let us know how we can help you, whether it's with our expertise or our products or the podcast episodes. We're always here for you. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we see you next Wednesday.